Now we come to our next study of the book of Revelation, the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven vials. Since we've already explained to you to take the Bible literally wherein it is at all possible, then I think we can just go through these 21 consecutive events without any trouble. In chapter 5, the Lamb took a book out of the right hand of God who sat on the throne, and he began to break the seven seals that bound that little book. In chapter 6, the first two verses, we have when the Lamb had broken the first seal, the first beast said, "Come and see," or "Come." And he saw a white horse rider. The rider was given a bow and a crown, or rather he had a bow and a crown was given unto him. He went forth conquering and to conquer. This is none other than the rise of the Antichrist after the rapture of the church, going forth among the nations to conquer the nations. In Daniel 7, we have the idea that 10 kingdoms must be formed inside of the Roman Empire before the Antichrist comes. And in the 24th verse of that 7th chapter, where it speaks of the 10 horns and explains them, it says the little horn is another king that will come after the 10 and will overthrow 3 of these 10 kingdoms. Thus, you see, the coming of the Antichrist is going to be by causing war, not universal peace and prosperity as many people teach. The Antichrist is going to arise out of 10 kingdoms, overthrow 3 of the 10. The other 6 of the 10 will submit to him without a struggle. And read along with that Revelation 17, verses 12 to 17. That will give you further commentary on this idea. So the first seal is simply the rise of the Antichrist. The second seal in verses 3 and 4 of the 6th chapter is that of a red horse rider going forth, red horse and his rider. The rider had a sword in his hand, and it was said to him that he should take peace from the earth. That is clearly a picture of war. When the third seal was broken, a black horse and rider came forth. The rider had a pair of balances in his hand. A voice said to him, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. See thou hurt not the oil of the wine." This is a picture of famine. Measuring foodstuffs in both testaments is a picture of famine. Here we have the idea you can buy 3 measures of wheat, or rather 3 measures of barley. That pictures foodstuffs 8 times higher than in normal times. So you can see that's a clear picture of famine, and that is a result of the rise of the Antichrist and the result of the wars that the Antichrist will cause, as pictured in the first two of these 7 seals. In the 4th seal, in verses 7 and 8 of the 6th chapter, he said he saw a pale horse, but literally in the Greek, a green horse came forth, and that horse was called Death, and hell followed with him. This certainly needs no explanation. It explains itself as being death and hell turned loose on the earth, naturally swallowing up the millions of people killed in these wars and famines and pestilences of the first seals. In the 5th seal, beginning with the 9th verse of the 6th chapter, we have the idea that under the altar in heaven were seen by John souls who had been slain for the testimony of Jesus. They cried out, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" White robes were given to every one of them. Said, "You rest yet for a little season, till the rest of your brethren should be killed as you were, should be fulfilled." That's a picture of the first martyrs of the tribulation period. Remember that every dead and living believer goes in the rapture before these things begin to be fulfilled. So these are the first saints killed during the tribulation since the rapture of all the dead and living in Christ. They were told, "You rest until the rest of your brethren that should be killed as you were should be fulfilled." You can't misunderstand that if you'll take it just like it reads. Picture of tribulation martyrs. Then the 6th seal is broken, and he saw the sun become black as sackcloth of hair. The moon was turned to blood. Stars fell to the earth. And there was a great earthquake. And men down on the earth were crying for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them and hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. That's a plain, literal description of what will take place during the 6th event of the 7 events pictured in the 7 seals. A literal earthquake. and the changing of the sun, moon, and the planets. And it will be so terrible that men on earth will cry for the rocks and the mountains to kill them. That's all we need to understand about that. Now then, the seventh seal in chapter 8:1 is simply that of silence in heaven by the space of half an hour. And since we know what a half an hour is, we have a little idea what heaven is, we know what silence is, then that is automatically clear if we'll believe what it says. Silence in heaven by the space of half an hour. Thus, seven of these 21 consecutive events are completed, one after the other, from the beginning of Daniel's 70th week down to the time of the blowing of the seven trumpets, someplace in the middle of the first 3.5 years of the last 7 years of this age. Following that, we have seven trumpets who blow seven trumpets. The first one blows, and hail, fire, mingle with blood, will be cast out into the earth. One-third of the trees was burned up, and all green grass. Take that literal. We have in the second trumpet a burning mountain falling upon the sea. One-third of the sea becomes blood. One-third of the creatures in the sea die, and one-third of the ships are destroyed. The third angel blows his trumpet, and a burning star called wormwood will fall on the fountains of waters, and many men die of the bitterness of the waters. In other words, that meteor will poison the waters, and many men will die by drinking of the waters after they are poisoned. The fourth angel blows his trumpet, and this time one-third of the sun, moon, and stars are stricken with darkness, so that they will shine not for a third part of them. Between the fourth and fifth trumpet judgment angels, we have another mighty angel flying in the midst of heaven, saying, woe, 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 by reason of the three angels that are yet to sound. In chapter 9, the first 12 verses, we have the fact that when the fifth angel blows, demon locusts will come out of the bottomless pit. For an angel opens the pit, and smoke comes out of the pit, which darkens the sun, and out of the smoke, he said, there came demon locusts on the earth. They had bodies like horses, faces like men, hair like women, crowns on their heads, breastplates of fire and brimstone, serpent-headed tails, and scorpion stings. He said, these creatures will torment men for 5 months. Men will desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Men will not die during those 5 months, and the torment of those creatures will be as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. That's the first woe upon men. In verses 12 through the rest of the chapter, down to verse 21, you have the fact when the sixth angel blows his trumpet, 200 million demon horsemen will come out of the same bottomless pit. We read that those creatures are like horses. They have heads like lions and teeth like lions, and out of those lion mouths will come fire, smoke, and brimstone. We read that four angels will go in four directions, leading 50 million horsemen of these 200 million horsemen in the four directions to slay one-third of men at a certain hour of a certain day of a certain year. Thus, the second woe is completed upon men. Between the sixth and the seventh trumpet judgment angels, we have events concerning an angel coming down from heaven and the two witnesses, and other events which we will deal with later. But in the 15th verse of the 11th chapter, the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and this time we read, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. The devil is cast out of heaven during the blowing of the seventh trumpet. The woman, the sun-clothed woman of Revelation 12, flees into the wilderness. The man-child is caught up to God and to his throne. The beast of Revelation 13 arises out of the sea. The false prophet will also arise. All the events of chapters 12 and 13 will begin to take place during the blowing of the seventh trumpet. For in chapter 10, the seventh verse, we read, time or delay should be no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be completed, which he did announce to his servants the prophets. And that mystery of God is why God has permitted the devil to continue his evil designs on the human race, to try to destroy the plan of God and God's plan and connection with men for so many centuries without God taking action. That mystery is going to be completed in the days of the seventh trumpet. For in chapter 12, the seventh verse, we read, "There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great red dragon was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Thus the third woe is the casting out of the devil on the earth to be among men. And that woe is going to be so much more terrible than the first two woes, when men will be tormented for 5 months, and the second one, men will die at a certain hour. Going to be so much more terrible than that, a special announcement is made of it in chapter 12:12, where we read, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, because the devil has come down among you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time." Now that completes 14 of the 21 consecutive events that will take place during this 7-year period known as Daniel's 70th week or the tribulation. We come now to the seven vials found in the 15th and 16th chapters of the book of Revelation. Seven angels were given seven vials or bowls to pour out certain judgments on the earth. One angel poured out his bowl of wrath, and boils, John said, he saw break out on men. Great running sores and ulcers and boils of various kinds. Great sores, they're called here. That is the first of these great plagues of the seven vile judgments. The second angel will pour out his bowl, and this time all the sea will be turned to blood. Not one-third of it, as back in the first 3.5 years of these 7 years, but all of it this time turns to blood. And evidently all the creatures die, and evidently all the ships are destroyed. Well, that's what happened with a third of them when a third part of the sea was made blood in the second trumpet. The third bowl is poured out upon the waters, and instead of becoming bitter this time, they were turned to blood. The third bowl is poured out upon the sun, and an angel had power over the sun to scorch men with fire. And men, we read, blaspheme God, who had power over these plagues and didn't repent of the work of their hands or of the worship of devils and idols and so on. The next angel poured out his bowl, the fifth one, and darkness came upon the kingdom of the beast and upon the seat of the Antichrist. And we read, they gnawed their tongues for pain. You can imagine those running sores, intense heat that will burn men coming down upon those sores, and then all of a sudden, total darkness. No doubt it will make men raving mad and give men convulsion after convulsion. We read here that they blaspheme God who had power over these plagues. The sixth angel will pour out his bowl, and this time we read of the river Euphrates being dried up, preparing the way for the kings of the east, that they might come and cooperate with the Antichrist against Jesus Christ at the battle of Armageddon. For in chapter 16, verses 13 to 16, we have the idea that three unclean spirits will come out of the mouths of the dragon, the devil, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. We read, these are spirits of devils working miracles which go forth to the kings of the earth and of the whole world. And we read, he gathered them into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. So the river Euphrates will be literally dried up. That is not the drying up of the Turkish Empire, as many Bible students tell us. It's a literal drying up of a literal river. Well, we know what the river Euphrates is. It's a river that runs into the Persian Gulf. So when it says the river Euphrates is dried up, that can possibly be, as we read. So believe it literally, preparing the way for these eastern armies to come over and cooperate, as I said, with the Antichrist against Jesus Christ at the Battle of Armageddon. Between the sixth and the seventh bowl or vial judgments, we have those unclean spirits coming out of those three mouths to gather the nations to Armageddon. Following that, we have the pouring out of the last plague of God on the earth during this last 7 years of this age. We read the seventh angel poured out his bowl, And this time there were voices and thunderings and lightning and a great earthquake. We read that hail will fall to the earth, each hail weighing 114 pounds apiece. We read that the city of Jerusalem was divided into three parts. And according to the 11th chapter of Revelation, which is a parenthetical chapter, right when the two witnesses die, we read that 7,000 men in Jerusalem were killed. And in the 19th verse of this 16th chapter of Revelation, we read that Babylon fell and the cities of the nations fell. In other words, the great cities of the nations in those days will be literally flattened by that earthquake. For we read there, every island and every mountain were moved out of their places. So the seventh vial judgment is that of God taking vengeance on Babylon and the cities of the nations and bringing to pass the last of these great plagues that will complete his wrath on the earth. In going back to the sixth chapter for a moment, when the sixth seal was broken and men cried for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them, we read this statement, the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? You'll notice in the first seals we have nothing but the wrath of man. But beginning with the sixth seal, we have the beginning of the wrath of God. And the wrath of God continues throughout the seven trumpets and the seven vials. The seven vial judgments are called the last plagues, the seven last plagues. Thus, God's wrath is contained in the seven trumpets and the seven vials of the book of Revelation. The first five of these seals picture mainly the wrath of man. The sixth seal pictures also the wrath of God. The seventh seal does not picture the wrath of God or the wrath of man. It's simply the idea of silence in heaven by the space of half an hour. Thus we see that the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven vials are 21 main events, consecutive in order, happening one after the other in the order in which they are given. From the beginning of the last 7 years of this age to the end of these 7 years, ending with the second coming of Jesus Christ to the earth. Thus we have seven seals will take place first. Following that, after the last seal is completed, seven trumpets will take place. After the seventh trumpet is completed, then we have the seven vial judgments. Thus the wrath of God is completed. We have no authority for saying that the seven trumpets are contained in the seventh seal and the seven vials are contained in the seventh trumpet, as you read in the average book on expositions of Revelation. These are 21 events, each one of them completing before the other starts, from the beginning of that 7 years to the end of the 7 years. Now then, other portions of Revelation, such as the seventh chapter, the 10th and 11th chapters, the 14th chapter, and the 18th chapter, and other chapters, are parenthetical passages, are explanatory passages inserted between the seals, the trumpets, and the vials to explain certain events that will be fulfilled right along with these 21 events, but are not the contents of any one of the seals, or of the trumpets, or of the vials. We'll get to those parenthetical passages in due time, but they're explanatory passages that will happen right along with the fulfillment of the seals, trumpets, and vials, and in every one of them it is clear as to the time of fulfillment.